workers' comp issue. Currently, the system, this is a bill we had last year, passed out of the Senate 33-0, passed out of the House, came up for veto override. The governor then vetoed it. Came up for override, and we could not do that. The House, the Senate passed it. The House did not. Modified it a little bit. Basically, to me, the Department of Labor is in the Stone Age over there, and if you want to hire somebody and check their work comp record, you can make a written request to the agency. They then have 3 to 10 days to respond, or will respond within 3 to 10 days. I think mostly it's on the heavy side. It takes 3 people in that department to answer that, and then it's mailed back a written request. What this bill does, this bill allows the information to be given by, they would set up a database. The employer would have a password somehow or another, and then he would be able to instantly check a work comp record as far as number of claims, not the privacy part of it. There's some pretty strict laws in there with HIPAA and several other laws pertaining to that. It can only be done in the pre-employment process. It cannot be done after that. This year, I changed it to make it exactly like what we've got right now, where a written request, a written release is signed by the potential employee. He would then sign that, and then the employer could then check it computer-wise instead of making the written request. So same bill other than adding that provision in, which is really the same thing we do right now. The employer signs a release. You'll find most states allow this. Some don't request the written request. Some do. Probably 40 to 50 states allow some type of checking the work comp records, and very few don't. And out of that 40 states, probably almost half of them do not require anything written, but we would require written, and hopefully the governor then would not veto this bill, and the employers could go ahead. The employer could find out maybe a little bit faster than waiting 2 weeks or so as to whether or not he's been hired. What initiated this was when it first went in the House 10, 12 years ago, whenever it was, we had some people strictly abusing the system. We had one person like sue the second injury fund 32 times. We had a number of people did over 20 times, and hopefully this would cut down on the abuse of that.